This week, Netflix advertised for what some might consider a dream job. They're going to pay people to watch TV for a living to tag content for their 48 million subscribers. But are dream jobs always as great as we imagine them to be? We gave our man Liam Geraghty the dream job of finding out.
When I was 10 years old, my best friend and I, Susan, wanted to live in a tree and grow our own food and make candles out of beeswax and sell them for money. So that
was your dream job back then?
That was the ambition, and I haven't really succeeded. I haven't reached that kind of heights yet.
We all have an idealized version of our dream job, a job that sounds so good there couldn't possibly be a downside to it. Whether that's to be an astronaut, movie star, train driver, or in Caroline Byrne's case, a restaurant critic.
We are reviewing to find the best of restaurants, the best producers, the best craft brewers.
But as Caroline says, dining out in fine restaurants all the time isn't all it's cracked up to be.
When we're getting close to a deadline for an annual guide where I might have to review as much as 5 restaurants in one day. And I can assure you that you're not enjoying that by the third restaurant. You know, you're eating for a chore as opposed to, you know, as a pleasure. And it does, in a way, reviewing like that, particularly very intensively, it takes the fun out of that experience. Lonely soul, sitting alone, dining alone, reviled and feared.
When I was small, I wanted to be a professional footballer, but I couldn't kick snow off a rope.
So David Gillick, international track and field athlete, says he did the next best thing, represented the country at World, European and Olympic Games.
David Gillick is the champion. David Gillick makes history. David Gillick becomes the first Irishman, the first Irish athlete to retain a European indoor championship. That is absolutely magnificent, absolutely sensational.
I was going to places like Paris, Rome, Milan, Madrid, and everyone's like, oh, they're amazing. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was work, and all I saw was an airplane, an airport, a track and a hotel, and then I was out of there.
For David, the work involved in being a champion often goes unseen.
A lot of people would see the finished article at a major championship on the TV, but for me it's 6 days a week, 11 months of the year, so it's a lot of work before you set foot on the track when the cameras are there. That's where medals are won. When it's raining, when it's cold, and it's during the winter months, you have to get out and put all that effort in.
So this is where I spend a lot of my time. So I come down here every morning, and the first thing I do is make a massive vat of coffee, and I bring it in here to my desk.
Sarah Davis Goff, co-publisher at Tramp Press, has a job envied by many as she spends her time reading manuscript after manuscript, ably assisted by Millie, the office kitten. But it's not all fantasy and romance. Sarah says the job can sometimes veer into horror.
As a publisher, we are only looking for absolute brilliance. We're only looking for those books that are just so spine-tinglingly, sweatingly awesome that we absolutely have to publish them. So there aren't that many out there that are a good match for us. At heart, what I do every day is stomp all over everyone's dreams, and it's horrible, and I feel like a monster. I'm like, you know, Godzilla stomping on all those buildings.
But how bad can Sarah's job really be, given that she discovered the manuscript for Donal Ryan's award-winning book, The Spinning Heart?
Very easy to kind of over-exaggerate the importance of the role, you know. I didn't write the book, I just found it, and I managed not to mess it up. So, I mean, that was my whole role there, unfortunately. Much as I like to think, oh, without me, he'd be nothing, but that's simply not true.